Today's shiur in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. We are in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we are beginning with Sif Zayin in Simen Tofrei Pei Shches. Sif Zayin can be found at the very last line, last few words of Kuf Nun Beis Amud Beis. And the Mechaber tells us, Hamafarish Bayam, if somebody goes out on the ocean, he's traveling in a boat, or Bayotze B'Yashara, if a person's traveling on a caravan, and they won't be in Yudalit or Tezvav in their respective cities, whether they're non-walled city and would read on Yudalit, or their walled city read on Tezvav, but they're going to be out on the road. And the Eino Motze Megillah Lolechimo, and they can't take a Megillah with them. There is no Megillah that they can take with them. So then in that situation, when a person will physically not have a Megillah that he'll be able to go read with at the right time on your Dalit, in that situation, there is the possibility to be able to see the Megillah reading that you would be allowed, even nowadays, Yikra'enu B'Yud Gimel or B'Dibyeis O B'Achadosar below Bracha. You'd be allowed to read the Megillah on the 11th, 12th, or 13th of the month of Adar, albeit without a Bracha. Now, the Chofetz Chaim, in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maschil Yikra'enu, tells us from the Tur that there are Rishonim that disagree with this. And they say that nowadays, the Ha'idna, in his batel hadin, shebnei kvar michol laktim, that we don't normally have anybody move up to Yud Alef, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, so that we can't do this as well. Memela ein korin shelo b'yud dalet b'shum gabne. Under no circumstances is this din applicable. So my basic machlok is between the tour, as brought out over here, and the opinion that the Mechaber wrote. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Nites tells us, if there was a Megillah, then obviously you read it on the boat, you read it on the caravan on the appropriate time. Sivkot and Chav, the Mishnah Berurah says, Bekibutz Asara, when you're reading it on Yudalef, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, you have to get a minion of 10, because the Shalobis Mana by Asara, if you're not reading it at the right time, so the Gemara and Megillah tells us that you have to read it with a minion. However, he brings down the Ayin of the Miri, the Bidiyevet, Af Biyochid Yotze. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Miri says that Bidiyevet, even an individual could read it, Lechatrila certainly should read it with a minion, and he says, V'ayin Lekamen, and so Simon Tov Rait Sadi, and the Nef Simon. In the Mishnah Berurah over there, it's discussed further. And you can see this in Deir Shu, footnote number 37, that the Shaar HaTzion over there brings down that this is a machlokas Rishonim, as to whether you're allowed to read the Megillah, Shelo B'Zmana, do you require 10 and even B'Dievet? If you don't have 10, it's no good. Or, L'chatchili, you should have a mitzvah to have 10, but B'Dievet, it would be good with even an individual. Mishnah Berurah continues, he says, Ochein, Efshod Esagi B'Ktanim. He says, in order to reach this number 10, it doesn't have to be a minion like a Dover Shebikdusha, but maybe you could include children in reaching this number 10. Ho, v'hu, rak, mishum pesuminisa. It's just pesuminisa. In fact, there's a Shev Mishmur that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, in the back, underneath the Rush, in Gemara and Brachos, that suggests that women could also count for this idea of persuminitza, and that it would count that you have 10, and you could even say, Rabbis Rivenu Adonis Dinenu, albeit that's not the halacha lemaisa, psak halacha, but based upon this similar idea, that it's persuminitza, and not a dover shebikdusha that requires a real minion, that it may be adequate with 10. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says just here for Ketanim. However, in Deir Shufut number 38, it brings down in the name of the Prima Godim, that it's mashma for the Ramah, that would not be good, Ketanim would not count. Then he says, back to the Mishnah Berurah, V'ayin and the Ran, Shemistapik l'inyin b'nei ha'kfarim, Shemakdim l'kros, so when the small villages, they move it up to read on Yud Alef, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Imuchiv l'kros agam b'layla, Odai b'kriya d'yom. Do you have to read it at night time, or was this allowance to move it up only for the daytime reading, which, as we pointed out previously, is the more important reading? And Deir Shufut number 39 brings down, this Ran holds, Shekivan Shekriya Sayom Hua Ikra, since the daytime reading is the critical one, so then maybe they were makel on the Bnei Kfarim that it would be adequate to just read it during the day. Just like they let them read it on Yud Alef, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel and don't force them to read it on Yud Alef, maybe they don't force them to read it both times during the day and the night time. So that's what the Ran's position is. So maybe in this situation as well, when you're reading it early, you only have to read it during the daytime and not during the night time. Or maybe not. So that's the question over here. And then the Mishnah Berurah says, and the same machlokis over there would be over here. It's pashut that the same question would arise over here as well when the caravan or the boat, do they read it at night and during the daytime? However, he brings down from the Torah, the Torah would hold that you have to read it at nighttime as well. Furthermore, you should know, the only thing that they allowed you to move up if you were on the caravan or out in the boat and you didn't have a Megillah to read the Megillah on Yud Alef, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel before you left was only in regards to the Megillah. I will sue this Purim, but the actual mitzvah of eating the suda on Purim, and likewise, the Mishloach Monos, Matanos Lavyonim, the Mishloach Monos and the Matanos Lavyonim, lo yikayim el bezmana. That you have to go be a Mekayim at the right time on Yud Dalet. Now, the Mechaber continues and he brings down a Yesh Omrim. This Yesh Omrim, you can see in the Ber HaGola, is that Go Sashri in the name of the other Zeruah, and it's also found in the Yerushalmi. They hold an even more lenient opinion, that the person going out on the caravan or on the boat that will not have access to a Megillah, Kore Afilu Mitilas Chodesh, can read it from the very beginning of the month. Why is that allowed? So the Mishnah explains, and Siv Katan Chafalov, because the Pasuk says, Vechodesh Hazeh, Asher Nefach Miyogol Nesimcha Vegomer, that this month, which turned from a month of very terrible sadness into a great month of Simcha, so it's the entire month, technically, that's the Zman for the Megillah, and Bid the Evid, this opinion would allow you to go and read the Megillah from the beginning of the month when you could not read it on your Dalet. And the Ramah adds, Hagah V'Ochinog, he says, this is the minute. However, he then says, Umiyu, so the person read it earlier, like the opinion from the Agos Hashvi, the Ar Zura, and the Yerushalmi, that he read it even from the beginning of the month, or like the opinion that the Mechaber said that he read it Yudalef Yubez Yudgimel, the person wasn't expected to be back on Yudalet, and now he comes back on Yudalet, then certainly Chozer Vikarios of Yom Yudalet, he has to read the Megillah properly on Yudalet, Afil Kar Tchila B'Yom Yudgimel, even if he read it yesterday on Yudgimel, he still has to read it again on Yudalet, because, as he brings out for the Kobo in the Beis Yosef, he didn't read it at the right time. So, very nice that you read it then, and maybe b'di'evid you would be yotzi if it wasn't able to be read on your Dalet, but now that you can read it on your Dalet, you must read it on your Dalet. Mishnah Berurah explains, Sivkot and Chav Beis, Hainu, Bebir Chosea, and you read it now with the Bracha, Ha, this, the Ha, Zmanahi, because this is the right time to go and read it. Sivchas, the Mechaber writes, Ben Ir, Shoya B'Svina, Obederech, if a person who was living in a non-walled city, was on a boat or on the road, the Lord be the Megillah. He didn't have a Megillah on Yudalet, and he was stuck. He didn't read it on earlier, like we just said, on Yudalet, he basically came. Well, he didn't read it earlier in the month, and now it was Yudalet, and he didn't have a Megillah. He's on the road, and he gets back home, but it's Tesvav. So he's in a non-walled city, and it's Tesvav, but he hasn't read the Megillah yet. So then the Mechaber says, Koryos over Tesvav. You'd actually be allowed to go and read this on Tesvav. And this is a din that's brought down, the Ber HaGolah, Oskuf, from the Shibali HaLeket, based upon the Yerushalmi. And the Mishmur adds a Sivkot and Chav Gimel, but he does this without a bracha, or below bracha. As the Shaar HaTzion, Otz Lamed Vav, tells us, this is the opinion of the Prichodosh, the Mati Yehuda, the Nar Sholem, and the Magen Avram. As opposed to the Taz, who says you would make it a bracha. And that's the Prima Gadim's opinion also, Lamaisa. Now, back to the Mishnah Berurah, he says you don't make a bracha on Tesvav, according to all of these achronim that we just said, the Kvar Ovar Iker Zmana, because the real time to read it in a non-walled city was Yadalit. So while Tesvav is still a shtickle Zman of Purim, but you can't go and read the Megillah with a bracha. However, if it's beyond Tesvav, you got back from your trip, you expected to get back earlier, and you only get back on Tezayin, Yudzayin, etc., still in Adar, I will be Tesvav Eilach, lo yikor klal. Then you don't even read it without a bracha. You're not going to fulfill anything because the Pasuk says, Dechsev, lo yavar, you can't read it beyond Yudalit and Tesvav. Then the Mishnah Berurah concludes, and he says, Im tov ukora parshios o Megillah b'ad rishon. If by accident you read the Dalit parshios or the Megillah, and or the Megillah in other Rishon, like in this year where you have another Sheni, but you didn't know that, you didn't realize it, and you read the Dalit Parashos, you read Parashos Shkolim, Zohar, Parah, and Chodesh in other Rishon, and then you read the Megillah on Purim Katan. Nevertheless, in this situation, Sorach Lachzav Likros B'Sheni, even though you read them all, you have to go back and read it in other Sheni again as well. And the issue footnote number 40 points out, however, Le'inyan Ha'im Yesh Lachzav Yod Sheni Gam Al Kriyas HaParashos, there is a machlokas with the Dalit Parashos. The Megillah you definitely have to reread, but there are opinions that say, brings down the Beis Yosef, it's Mash V'Shein Sorach Lachzav for the Dalit Parashos, but Darki Moshe and the Elya Rabba say that you do have to go back and read it, and Lamaisa, we would go and read the Dalit Parashos again in other Sheni. This concludes this beautiful siman Tof Reish Pei Ches, and now we start Tof Reish Pei Tes, which deals with who is obligated to read the Megillah, to listen to the Megillah. Shakol Chayav Mikriyas Megillah. Everybody's obligated to listen to the Megillah. And the Mechaber starts Sif Aleph, and he writes, Hakol Chayav Mikriyas. Everybody's obligated to read the Megillah, or as we'll see, to hear the Megillah being read, and this includes men, Anoshim, Vinoshim, and women, the Geirim, converts, Vavodim, slave. We don't have the concept of avodim today, and these are specifically talking about avodim mishuchorim, a avid Kenani that became freed. So he's a full-fledged yid, so he has the obligation to go and listen to the Megillah, as opposed to an avid that hasn't yet been freed, so he's, as we'll see, worse off than a woman and doesn't have the obligation to hear the Megillah, which we'll discuss more momentarily. And in addition, the Mechaber tells us, "Umechanchin esaketanim likrosim." We likewise teach younger children below the age of bar and bas mitzvah to go and hear the Megillah. So we just had quite a mouthful. Let's go to the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Aleph. The Mishnah Berurah says, "V'avta kriyohi dvavar shazman gromba." This is a time-dependent mitzvah. You can only fulfill the mitzvah, as we've been pointing out, on Yadalit. So it's a time-dependent mitzvah. women should theoretically not be obligated. So how come we're saying over here that women are obligated? Mikol makom, the women chayavos, the women are obligated. And the reasoning is, sha'af hein hayu be'ozo anes, because they were also included in the nes. And Dirshu foot number one brings down, therefore, they're also mechuyavos in mishloach manos and matonos levyonim, because af hein hayu be'ozo anes, they're also included in the miracle. Now, the Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, the mitchila originally hoysa gzera gamalein, the gzera of Haman to wipe out Anoshim, Noshim, V'taf included the women and the children. Kiddushim B'kra, as I just read the pasuk from the Megillah. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, L'chein tzarich ha'ish likros ha'beveso, lifnei ha'besulos ha'mesharisos, a man should go and read the Megillah for his wife, his daughters, and any other maidservants that are over there in the house, Jewish maidservants. So he has to go and read the Megillah for them in the house. And he then points out, in some places, u'miksas mekomos, no'agin shem holchus l'meis ha'knesis, li'ezis noshim l'shmar kriya. In some places, the women had the custom, they would actually go to shul to hear the Megillah there when the men heard it. However, he says, o'chein tzorech iyon ech yotzim shem noshim. The way the shuls were structured in those days, and still some shuls have it like this, there's a small little two-by-two, little nothing, that's like a window in between the men's section and the women's section. You really can't hear what's going on in the men's section from the women's section. So, the Mishnah Berurah is surprised. He says, why would a woman go to shul? She can't really hear the Megillah. The Efshol Lishmoa Shom Kedin, because you can't hear every word of the Megillah, which you're supposed to, like the din says. Obviously, it's not against women going to shul to hear the Megillah, which is, of course, a very, very common custom today. And that's because the women's sections of today are constructed in such a way that a woman can adequately hear the Megillah. She's obligated to hear the Megillah, so it's a higher level of kiyum to hear it with a minyan, even though she's not obligated to do so. So certainly women should go to the shul to hear the Megillah. If they can't, they can hear it at home. And that was the custom for many years because of the way the shuls were structured, not because of the din. The women can go to shul, should go to shul, if they're able to hear it over there. But if they can't, so then the husband or the rabbi should make sure that the women in their houses are able to hear and be yotzei listening to the Megillah. Now, that was quite a mouthful as well. Let's go to Dirshu foot number two. And he brings down, when a man is reading for women, we're to learn in Siman Tov Reish Sadi Beis, Shishma Kodim L'Keinah Sakriya B'tzibu V'Vesa Knesses. He should be yotzei earlier in the shul, hearing it the way a man is supposed to hear it, with a minyan in shul. And then he can read it for them. And in fact, he can actually read it for the women first, as long as he has in mind that he doesn't want to be yotzi with them, because he'd like to be yotzi later on when he reads it for the tzibur in the more optimal way. When you make the bracha for the women, so he brings down, shetov shivarech lishmo Megillah, the bracha should be lishmo, to hear the Megillah rather than amikra Megillah. Because according to some poskim, the mitzvah for the woman isn't to read it, it's to hear it. And we'll see this later on in the Ramah, and in the Mishnah Berurah over there, where he says the nusach should be lishmoa mikra Megillah, to hear the sounds of the reading of the Megillah. The issue for number three points out that from what the Mishnah Berurah said, women don't have an obligation to go to shul, even though it's more of a presuminis over there and barov am hadras melech. And that's not necessary for a woman. She can be yotzi at home. And he brings down as well from the Shel Shuv Chalkas Yaakov, she'ein shum adifus l'noshim lovel leveis ha'knesset l'kris Megillah, that technically women don't have to go to shul. It's not better for them to go to shul. They can hear it just as well at home. However, he says, the reason for that is because because women's more place is not to be external, to be outside, as I've mentioned many times. It's more of an internal place. And this is the opinion of Yashiv as well. So he says the din of Barovam Hadras Melech doesn't apply to women. And he says in their houses, they also don't have to get a minyan. They can hear it individually. However, the Chayyadim disagrees, and he writes, Mitzvah in Amu Chalel Chabes HaKnesses, Hu V'ishto Banav, L'shmah Megillah Karam, that Barov Om, that women too should try to go to shul, which is again the very common custom today. There's also the opinion of the Kaf HaChaim, and also the opinion of Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, Gam L'noshim Odiv L'lechaz Beis HaKnesses, Me'asher L'shmah Bais. It's much more preferable for a woman to go to hear the Megillah in shul, read by a man with a minion, rather than to hear it in her own house. And Allah has kama v'kama, this is more preferable than for a woman to lay in the Megillah for herself or to hear the Megillah from another woman. And the reason why we bring children, of course, assuming that they won't disturb, is they should also be mechanchem, that they should learn to do this in shul, where it's much bigger pesuminisa, and the proper way to do this. The issue of 104 brings down, v'afim eino mevina loshen kodesh, even if the woman doesn't understand loshen kodesh, nevertheless, yotzis l'chili dechova, you can be yotze the mitzvah just by listening to the Megillah. The issue of 105 brings down, v'kivim she'en kol mekom shavin, v'yesh mekom she'nita l'shmo b'nakel eskriyas Megillah b'eses noshim, since in many shuls it's set up that the women can hear well from the Ezra's noshim, so the Kaf HaChaim says, in those places, certainly it's better for the women to go to shul and listen to the Megillah from the Ezra's noshim. Mishnah Berurah Sifka and Beis, he says that Avodim Mishuchorim also have an obligation. Avol Eina Mishuchorim Peturim. But the Mishnah Berurah says that if they're not freed, that they don't have an obligation because degree of Minoshim means that they're worse off. Normally we say an Eved that's not Mishuchor is like a woman in a Tzchiyah for mitzvos. He's not obligated in time dependent mitzvos. But here it's different, it's worse. The Eshomim Dafilu Eina Mishuchorim Chayim. There are those that disagree and say that even if they're not free, they're obligated. Now, in the Shaar Tzion, Oz Dalet, he brings down that the Vilna Gaon's opinion was that an Eved that is not Meshuchor doesn't have to hear the Megillah, V'daito dekan lo shayach hatam shayu ba'osa neis, because he says they weren't included in the neis, because an Eved Meshuchor was not included in Haman wiping them out. It was only Anoshim, Noshim, the Taf. The issue foot number 6 has a whole discussion about this. It's dependent upon what the real reasoning is. Is af shein hayu ba'osu aneis, or is it because that the ikur neis was done via Esther? So depending on the reason, that would depend on how you hold in this din ayin sham. Mishnah Berurah Sifka and Gimel says you bring the young children as well. Hainu misha gil b'sif chinuch. They reach the age of chinuch. V'ayin lekamen b'sif bav. We'll learn about this more. And of course, the issue for number 7 discusses what is the age of chinuch. It depends obviously upon each child. Mishnah Berurah continues. He says, "V'chim and the gam noshim chayavos. Since women are also obligated, poshut the gam b'ketanos yesh be'mishul mitzvah chinuch. So you have to also educate the young girls because they're going to become young women and they'll be obligated then. And ayin lekamen and sifav. This will be more discussed as well in the upcoming shir sifav. Now we go to sif beis. The mechaber writes, "Echad akorei, the one who's laying, v'echad shomea min akorei, and the one who's listening to the baal korei laying the megillah." They're both fulfilling their obligation. Whether you're laning it or you're listening to it, you're fulfilling the obligation. Mishnah Berurah explains Sivkan Dalit. And obviously, the person who's laning has to have in mind he's being motzi anybody that's listening. And the person listening has to be in mind that he's intending to be yotzi the din of listening to the Megillah. This is the same for any mitzvah where A is being motzi B. So A has to have intention to be motzi B, and B has to have intention to be yotzi. As we'll learn over there as well. The Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha, Tima Maslo V'Noshim, says, L'chore, imhayi kvar yotz, if a woman has already fulfilled her obligation, she cannot be motzia another woman. And the same thing is, huadin katan lishan, and a child can't be motzia a woman as well, or even l'katan acher, because she nistat b'kazeh imhayim b'chlal arevus, because the whole question is, do we say, koyishol arevus elzeh, that's the principle why a person who's already been yotzi is allowed to be motzia somebody else, that may not apply over here by women, and a whole discussion of this can be found in Dishfut number 10, Ayin Shom. Coming back to the Mechaber, he said that the Kari can be motzi the Shomeya as long as they had intention. And furthermore, he adds, it has to be that he's hearing it from somebody who's obligated. The fact that you heard it, if that person wasn't obligated at all, wouldn't be allowed you to be the Yotze. And therefore, the Mechaber tells us, Lefikach, therefore, im haya hakori cheirish, if the person reading it was a person who was deaf, obviously he has to be able to speak. So it's not talking about here a deaf person who is also a mute, but it's talking here about just a deaf person, or he's a katan who's not obligated, or a shota, a person who's mentally incompetent and he's not chayev. So then, hashomei menu, if somebody were to hear from them, even though they read it perfectly and beautifully, lo yotzu, would not have fulfilled his obligation. Let's look inside in the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Hay, where he tells us that we're dealing here, as I already mentioned, with the cheirish, hainu medaber. He obviously could speak, otherwise how could he be motzi anybody else at all, in theory, but he doesn't hear it all. Even though we normally say, even if you didn't hear it, you are yotzei, nevertheless, it's different. Why? Because it's here that you have to publicize the neis, so you have to be able to hear it as well, even though normally you don't have to be able to hear it in order to be yotze. Here, dashmi liyozna hula ikuva. Here it's making it ma'akiv if you don't hear it. Alternatively, inami, the cheirish garatve, or we can say the cheirish is different. Sheni yochol lishmi liyozu. He cannot hear it all, and that's why it's not yotze. And then he says, ayin ishari tshuva, the afka imhu cheirish gomur, shenu shemeh klal. It has to be a total cheirish, they can't hear it all. Let's suppose, lafuki imhu shemeh ashimadarbin lo, because if you yell at him very loud, he can hear you. Now, the issue for number 13 has a whole discussion about what about hearing aids, ayin sham for this discussion. Unfortunately, we don't have time to go through this beautiful sugya. Mishnah Berurah continues, he says, this is the opinion of Shulchan Aruch. Avodas Kama Achronim, which you can see in Oz Tes and the Shaar HaTzion, includes the Bach, the Prichodosh, the Groh, and the Shagas Aryeh, and other Rishonim as well. That even if he's totally deaf, he can be motzi other people as long as he can talk. He shouldn't choose such a person. If somebody is hard of hearing or he's far from the beam of any cholishmon, he can't hear heitev minakor. He can't really hear the laning. So he should read from a kosher megillah. So any words that he misses, he reads from a kosher megillah, or at least al koponim Yachus Chumash, he should hold on to a Chumash, and at least the words that he's missing, he'll make up by reading inside of the Chumash. But Tevu Shiachsalo, Yomar Tekim in a Chumash. And this way he'll be Yotze, at least in that fashion. We still have to do Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot, and Vav, but with Mitzvah Hashem, we'll save that for tomorrow. With this, we conclude today's shiur.